014. What's tonight? Wednesday night. So I'm going away for a few days. More than a few. When I come back, starting Hilchos Birchas HaTorah. Mamash, a chosh of an Indian will be starting. Hilchos Birchas HaTorah. We'll finish up Mem Vav now. So there was a question here. This is really a Lomdisha question. Let's go into it a bit, just to finish up. But let's go over the Sidur HaDvarim. Jotted down some notes just to get straight. The Sidur HaDvarim. The tour. We start off with the tour. So the tour says, Rabbi Yudah Chosid would say, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchus Oli Olam Vaed. Why? Because he was afraid that there's going to be some chazan up there. He's going to start thinking he's a chazan. We all know what that means. He's going to start singing. Maybe he should start singing. He's going to start krechtsing. And they're going to miss Man Kriyashma. There's no rabbi. And they're going to miss Man Kriyashma. They're going to say Kruvitz. They used to say Kruvitz. You know, they used to say a lot of pieces of Pizmoinim. And they're going to miss Man Kriyashma. So he was afraid they would miss Man Kriyashma. So why he didn't call the board of directors meeting, I don't know. Instead, he just took care of himself. And he said he's going to be Mechavan to be Yotzei Kriyashma. And he'll be Yotzei Kriyashma with the first pasuk, as Rabbi Yehuda Anossi did in the Gemara. Zeo Kriyashma Shal Rabbi Yehuda Anossi, who did it, of course, Bishas Adchak. He was giving a shir. It was Talmud Torah the Rabbin. So he went and said Kriyashma one pasuk. There are Rishonim. I mean, it's clear in the Gemara, but it's our Rishonim who say that's the halacha psuka also. That Kriyashma Midiyoraisa is just that first pasuk. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. If you go through the Shitas, there's the first pasuk, and then there's the first parsha, and then there's the second parsha as well. No one holds that the third parsha is part of the mitzvah saseh of Kriyashma per se, although ironically the third parsha is always a mitzvah saseh Midiyoraisa, because that's where you have your Haskaras Yitzias Mitzrayim. But Kriyashma per se, v'dibarta bom, etc., is Pasuk 1, Parsha 1, or Parsha 2 as well. So definitely some Shitas hold it's only Pasuk 1, Midiyoraisa. That's Rabbi Yehuda Anossi for sure held like that. And Rabbi Yehuda Chosid was afraid of missing Zman Kriyashma. So he was Mechavan to be Yotze Kriyashma Dioraisa. This is what the tour brings out. This is all in the tour. He therefore said, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Oli Olam Voed, to reflect that Karvana. Because otherwise he's just saying, Ashreinu Shanachma Mashkimim Ma'arivim, Erev Bevoker Bechol Yom, V'omrim Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's called the Sipur Dvorim Bialma. He's telling a very nice story, what we do when we wake up and when we go to sleep. So although he internally had kavana, we won't go into the lomdus now whether Rabbi Yehuda Chosid meant that kavana is just Dvorin Shebelev, which is a strong possibility, because the words he's saying is a Sipur Dvorim Bialma. He's just saying, Ashreinu Shanachma Mashkimim Ma'arivim. So even if he has kavana to be Yotzei the mitzvah, but anyway, saying Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus, I'm explaining why the Hadgosh is put on the saying, why it seems to be so important to say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Ol Yolam Vaed. So that's why, because it reflects that it's kavana to be Yotzei in the mitzvah of Kriyashma. So that's the tour. The tour then says the Ra'ah says that's not a very good idea, because then you're saying Birchas Kriyashma on a Kriyashma that's the Rabbana. And wouldn't it be wonderful and appropriate to say Birchos Kriyashma on a Dioraisa Dika Kriyashma, not on a Rabbana Dika Kriyashma? We have to assume that the Ra'ah was saying that that's why Rabbi Yehuda Chosid ended up doing it every day, because of a fear that one day they're going to miss Man Kriyashma. And the Ra'ah says that's not a very good idea, because you're ending up most of your life saying Birchos Kriyashma on the Rabbanan Dikka Kriyashma. The Beis Yosef says, this is the hierarchy of this halacha. The Beis Yosef then comes along and says, Lo Nora, what's wrong if you say Birchas Kriyashma or Kriyashma Derabbanan? We don't say Asher Kedishonu b'mitzvos of Tzivonu Likros Kriyashma. The words Birchas Kriyashma are a misnomer anyway, so to speak. I'm not pronouncing it right. It's certainly not a regular Birchas HaMitzvos. You're not saying Asher Kedishonu b'mitzvos of Tzivonu Likros Kriyashma. It's Birchas Kriyashma because that's to say the Chazal. Yeah, Rabbi, it fits him beautifully. It has a theme. It's a themed bracha, you say Yos Amoros, and then Torah, and then Kriyashma, and then Geula, Samir Geula L'Tfila, it's a wonderful thing, but there's no reason why you can't do it on a Kriyashma Derabban. In fact, says the Beis Yosef, if you would ask me, forget about missing Zman Kriyashma. I think it's wonderful to be Yaitza Kriyashma as early as possible. First of all, Zvizim Magdimim L'Mitzvahs, and say Kriyashma early, which is pretty strange, because certainly, I mean, again, you have to go through these in Yonim. I'm just giving a running commentary. You have to learn these in Yonim properly. It's a little strange because Chazal certainly were misakin to say it when they were misakin to say it. Like, who are you trying to outsmart here? Okay. And also he says, you're really saying it in the preferred time because maybe you'll be saying it before Neitz HaChama, and really it's good to say Kriyashma before Neitz HaChama. So the Beis Yosef really moves away from the original rationale of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, which is the fear of missing Zman Kriyashma, and he says, I think it's a great idea to always do. I think it's great, it's a good idea. Have in mind to be Yetzir Kriyashma and say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Oli Olam Va'ed when you say that bracha over there. Now, we'll look at the Ramah. The Ramah says, the Tov Lomar B'Shachris Achar Shema Yisrael. When you say Ashrenu Shanach Mashkinim Ma'arivim V'goyim Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Oli Olam Va'ed, and the Rama says Ki Lefamim Shohenim Kriyashma Lekrosa Shelo B'Zmano V'Yotzei B'Zeh. So the Mishnah Berurah says B'Shachris Lamed V'Afilu Amashkinim B'Boker Hashgein real early V'Omrim Kriyashma Kodim Amod HaShachar the Shama Vada Yena Yotzei B'Zeh Yedei Kriyashma. So what the Mishnah Berurah is saying here is that Lamaisa, we can talk about how the saying of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Oli Olam Va'ed came into being, because there are Rishonim that recommended being Yotze Kriyashma there, and as we say, the Baruch Shem reflects the Kavanah to be Yotze Kriyashma. Otherwise you're just making it a Sipur Dvarim Bialma. Very nice. But the Mishnah Berurah is saying that became the Nusach HaBracha. And even if you're saying the Bracha at a time when there's no chance in the world you're being Yotze Kriyashma, it's before Amud HaShachar even, still, say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Oli Olam Va'ed, that became part of the, that became Hukbah, that became institutionally, that became part of the Nusach HaBracha. But, he says, be careful, that's not universally true. Whenever you say Shema Yisrael, it's not true. Abu Masha Omrim Kodim Yishtavach, there's a Nusach, you see it in some Sidurim, maybe the Yekis say it, that after Kriyash, after Bichus, after Psukim de Zimra, and before Yishtavach, they say, Yudhisarashchot Pasud Leimor, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, don't say Baruch Shem there, there's no chat there, it would be a Hefzik, doesn't fit in, don't say it. Okay, that's Lamed. Lamed Aleph gets us back into the Inyan, that the Ramah is not saying what the Beis Yosef says. The Ramah is going back to Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid in the Tur, and saying, Pirish, as the Mishnah Berurah now explains, Sivkot and Lamed Aleph, Rishon de Lefomim Shoyen HaTzibur. Sometimes it'll happen that they'll miss him on Kriyashma. L'chein Yomer B'chol Pam, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Oli Olam Va'ed. Always say it. Devlo Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Oli Olam Va'ed. Lo nikra HaKriyashma Rak Tzibur Dvarim. Ach normally, Yechavin Shalom Lotzeis, the Ra'oz hesitations are well founded. It's certainly better to say Kriyashma Dioraisa in the context of Birchas Kriyashma. So have in mind not to be Yotze. Have in mind not to be Yotze unless you're afraid that. That is a very important point, he's saying. Because you are saying Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Oli Olam Va'ed. It's really Mitzvah Sichas Kavanah. And that's how we pass it. So why would the Mishnah Berurah say, have in mind not to be Yotze? It's enough to not have in mind to be Yotze. The Teretz is, because by saying, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voed, that's a reflection of a Kavona to be Yotze. Because that's the only reason you're saying it, is to show that you're having a mind to be Yotze. So if you're saying Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voed, because it's the Nusach HaBracha, but you're not afraid that the Tzibur will miss Man Kriya Shema, then you should have in mind not to be Yotze.
But at the same time, if you say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voed, you weren't having anything in mind, you're not Yotze.
I don't know if you're not Yotze. For the Mishnah Berurah's Mashma, you should be Mechava not to be Yotze.
I know, but he's going to, two lines, he's going to say to have in mind to be Yotze when it comes to
Elam ken yorish atzibu yavru zman kriyashma, unless he's indeed afraid that the tzibu will miss man kriyashma. Avuk shelo yavru, certainly mutav lotzis yudei kriyashma amatzibur, shebetzibu yikra kol ashloish parashios, ube berchosel, moshe tikna chazala chatchila. Uvamokam sheyorish atzibu yavru zman kriyashma, yichavin liba kedin kriyashma, yichavin lotzis bezer, המצווה של קריאת שמע, המצווה של ראיסו קיימלון בסמסמך של גימל, המצווה של שיחס קבונה. You're saying, so he takes both extremes.
Right.
No, so he's being machmer to both extremes. I still don't think that when he said before Yechavin Shalom Lotzeis, that he was saying it because of the Mandiyomar mitzvahs ain't shiches kavona, and therefore you should be Mechavin Shalom Lotzeis. I still think it's because of the Baruch Shem that he was saying that. I did not have time to check the Prima God, and that's what you would do. If you wanted to clarify why the Mishnah Berurah says Yechavin Shalom Lotzeis, rather than just Lo Yechavin Lotzeis, you would look in the source, which the Shaar HaTzion brings down, that the source of that is the Prima Godim. You know what? We have a Prima Godim here. Let's see if we could do it right now. Simon Mambov, the last sif. Here's your Prima Godim. Not clear. Doesn't say why. It could be a you're being chayshish for the man the yomar mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. Okay, let's move on. So the Ramah says to say it and to have in mind when you're afraid. Shalom is man of lamed beis. Tainu achashal shows the tzibur is going to miss man kriyashma. Shover is man kriyashma, but daimel over is man birkas kriyashma. Dachashal reviyas, you have an extra shoah for the birkas kriyashma. Kudul kamon the simen and ches. Avalam hu yorish at tzibur yavru gam is man birkas kriyashma. Then all bets are off. Then you zoom ahead and you daven biyachidus, and you say shemon esrei biyachidus. You can't miss man tefila. You can't say birkas kriyashma after man tefila. You go ahead, I know I'm going to lamb cloth, ditch the tzibur. Kiyasir al yodim habrochos, you'll lose everything. The gamas mantrilo, shugamkem al chatchilo, akadar b'shols. You know, but the evidence will chatzois, but we don't talk about that. It's like very with the evidence. It's only, it's not always if you're a pesheya. Kidul kamom is him in peites, al yikr b'zman of a b'chasev, he's pa'ul b'yachidi, dam b'yachidus, when such a thing comes up. Lamed gimel, v'yotze b'zeh. Ayin bedogel meravava v'chein bechidush b'kiveger shekasu d'bechol lo yichavin lotzis elam kein haniach tefillin mikodem. Make sure you have your tefillin on. The chalakori kriyashma b'li tefillin kilu meidei d'sheker bi'atzmo uposhut d'miyashul lo haniach tefillin ato meizinyan for whatever reason. So don't refrain from saying kriyashma al yimdem achavem hamitzvah saseh du kriyashma l'mais the bottom line ki tefillin a kriyashma shtei mitzvah saying vein matvin zez v'afilu yisuru leka. Not if you, for whatever reason, you can't. You didn't. Okay. That has to do with Nusuch. Now we have some very important Bir Alachos here. The first one says that the Grod doesn't hold in this whole Geschäft. The Gra holds that proper smichas gula l'tfila requires saying Kriya Shema with the Birchas Kriya Shema. And that's the proper Smichas Gula L'Tefillah. It's not just the words Gal Yisrael, it's the whole package. Kriya Shema, it's Brachas, Shemon Esrei. And therefore he doesn't like this, what?
It has to be D'Oraisa?
Yeah, and he holds just go ahead, Daven B'Yechidus. I think. Let's see. The linear Sheinochem Bezel Lotzes Bulei Brachas, the Gamla Yismach Gulu L'Tefillah, and the Groh holds Kashita Sora. Oh! That you should really say Brichas Kriyashma with the Kriyashma D'Oraisa, with the Tzibur. Now, the Bir Halacha says, who is the Groh addressing? He's addressing the Ramah, but he seems to be addressing, assuming the Ramah is going like the Beis Yosef, not like the Tur. Remember we said the Beis Yosef holds this is a good thing to do, even if you're not afraid the Tzibur is going to miss him out Kriya Shema. This is a good thing to do, to say Kriya Shema early. So the Ramah, perhaps the Bir Halacha suggesting, understood the Ramah to be saying like the Beis Yosef, not to be saying like the Yudah Chosid of the Tur, that it's only if you're afraid they're going to miss Mount Kriya Shema. But saying like the Beis Yosef, that's a great thing to do no matter what. And therefore the Gra argues, and saying it's not a good thing to do. Right? The Gra Soiver, no, you should not do it. But if you see that the Tzibur is going to miss Mount Kriya Shema, certainly you should do it. You don't want to miss Mount Kriya Shema. That's what the Bir Halacha at first says. Then he says, maybe not. Maybe the Gra says, zoom ahead, and daven be yechidus. Don't say Kriya Shema without the brachas then, even if you're afraid they're going to miss them on Kriya Shema. Zoom ahead, and daven be yechidus. That's better, to say Birchas Kriya Shema. With Kriya Shema D'Oraisa, it's better to daven be yechidus. This is very Negeya. If a person finds himself in a minyan where they miss them on Kriya Shema, what should he do? So normally they say, there's maybe an Agea Mairav also, although Mairav could be more kal, because there's no such an Indian of Smichus Gula L'Tefillah at night. But certainly in the morning, rather than, according to the Gra, it's very possible, it's totally in the Bir Halacha Safek here. You ask your rabbi, should I say Kriya Shema before I come to Shul, or should I daven the whole davening before I come to Shul, and say Kriya Shema properly with its brachas? What should I do? So, according to the Gra, possibly, it's not clear, but Tzarechian. Bir Halacha says Tzarechian, he's not sure what the Gra means. Possibly, the Gra would hold Yeshudav and everything, Bir Chidus. Okay. What they really do, or what they officially do? They officially say Kriya Shema before you daven. They officially people are saying Kriya Shema before they daven. Yeah, but Halavai, listen, between me, you, and the lamppost, Halavai, they do that. Okay. There's a very, very famous. The next Bir Halacha you don't want to hear. The next Bir Halacha says, the next Bir Halacha says, you don't want to hear this, but the next Bir Halacha says that if the Tzibur will miss Zman Kriya Shema, this is also, the next is very important. The next Bir Halacha says that if the Tzibur will miss Zman Kriya Shema of the Mogen Avram, you should also be Yotzei Kriya Shema before davening. What do you say to them, apples? Yeah? Bir Halacha paskens that if the Tzibur will miss Zman Kriya Shema of the Mogen Avram, you should make Zman Kriya Shema of the Mogen Avram. Say Kriya Shema before davening. That's what he says. When you're saying, say Shema Yisrael. Have in mind, it's preferable to say all three parshas then, but have in mind to be Yotzei Kriya Shema. Yeah, have in mind to be Yotzei Kriya Shema. That's the Bir Halacha paskens, that even if you're just, they're going to miss Zman Kriya Shema of the Mogen Avraham, you do that. That's the second Bir Halacha. Because first of all, you have the Shitas that's Zman Kriya Shema, like the Mogen Avraham. And then he says, you have the good old Beis Yosef that holds anyway, you should do it. And it's a great thing to do in any event. There you have it. What happened to Amogen Avraham Minyan? There's a famous Reb Kivega here, which is the Inyan of being Mechavan to be Yotze Yom Mitzvah Al-Tnai. This is the source in this simon, because Reb Kivega suggests having in mind to be Yotze Kriyashma Al-Tnai. If they miss Man Kriyashma, I'm being Yotze Kriyashma now. And if they won't miss Man Kriyashma, then I'll be Yotze then, together with the brachas. Can you do that? Now, in other halachas, in Hilchos Sfiros Omer, it's brought down, you could do that. You could make a tnai. And this gets you into a very lomdisha inyan, the inyan of kavana, the inyan of being yotze, the inyan of making a tnai. What do you mean, I'm making a tnai? I'm being mechaven, and if not, then I'm not being mechaven, then I don't want to be yotze. It's very subtle lomdisha inyanim, but this simon, Reb Kivega, is here, and all the people that jump on Reb Kivega are here. Here Reb Kivega says, Lanias Daiti, Biyori Shatsibi Yavuz Makriyashma, Yichavim B'derech Tanai, just like it says by Sfiros HaOmer. And then everybody weighs in with opinions about that matter, and very Yishmaka Inyan. But one day when we have Shirim in the Shul, we're going to this. Rav Abba many times used to say, like, you know, this is a very complicated Indian. This is not really